This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're going to help you sell your home. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. It's very simple. When you are doing that and you're putting your house on the market, that's the goal, right? You want to get the most money that you can so you can put it on the next one and be on with your life and on to prosperity. Well, that's what they do. But you got to reach out to get that process started. Just have a conversation. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
So glad I reached out back in 2018. So glad that Reggie recently reached out. Wasn't particularly ready right off top, and I understand that. You got to take your time. You got to do it when it's right for you. But soon he was, and he knew he was making the right call, getting with Jennifer and her team. She ended up writing Strong's offer, and they got an amazing home in the Cove, got all their closing costs covered. You can do it right now in this market. She's done it through every market, and as we said, she'll do it for you on that selling side as well, get you top dollar like she did for me and like she's done for so many others that we referred to her. So lock in the number. Use it now. Use it later, 901-625-5200. They're the best, and why wouldn't you want to get with the best? It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies' selection here, their offseason, and anything else, honestly, anything else that comes up along the way. Real quick, BetOnline, Cedric Howard. They have posted odds on Rookie of the Year. We talked about Rookie of the Year last year and why Zach Edey was a bad bet as the favorite after Summer League. He ended up not even being close. He did make all-rookie first team, but he did not come close in terms of the voting. That went to Stephon Castle because he's a ball handler. He has a ball in his hands, and that's who usually gets the Rookie of the Year award. They do have odds on 25-26. Can I interest you in a little Cedric Howard 100-1?
If he's the next Michael Jordan, I mean, let's do it.
I mean, I think he is. I mean, how could you possibly price this at 100-1? Seems outrageous. Yeah, I mean, he's not even playing Summer League, so it's impossible to know. Like, I need to see the Summer League before I make this bet, and I'm not going to get it, so I can't. But, yeah, I mean, what's that? $10 pays $10,000 or $1,000.
I mean, I don't dislike it in the term that he's going to have a chance to be a starter on a team that's got Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. So hopefully a chance to be middle of the pack in the West, if not better. I mean, nothing says you have to. You know, you can still there's still some movement to be made here. You can go add a veteran big, whatever it's going to be. If it's a rookie big, whatever it is. My point, I mean, he can have a good enough season where he's in the spotlight enough That maybe, you know, maybe it's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the third leading scorer on this team.
Yeah.
Would that be? I mean, Desmond Bane is gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I mean, I would probably say not third.
Who's that going to be? Santi?
You have Santi. You have Jalen Wells. Yeah,
Jalen Wells is going to come off the bench behind this guy eventually. I would hope.
Yeah.
You just spent picks. You spent a.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that's of the picks that you had from Orlando. This is the one you felt, you know, lowest value that you gave up here. But this is not a second rounder, Jalen. You know, Jalen Wells. With all due respect, mm-hmm. I would hope that he can beat out Jalen Wells.
Yeah, you got Brandon Clark, right? As an option there, whoever your starting center is going to be. If he's third leading scorer, he'll have a chance. I hope he's that, you know.
Be KCP.
KCP, yeah.
He'll be the third leading
Hopefully
scorer.
He finds a shot. Cole Anthony could be.
Nah, he won't be here.
Cole Anthony.
As we read between lines,
right.
Zach Lyman had very little to say about Cole, less to say about Cole Anthony.
Right. But anyway, interesting first look there at sort of just how the market perceives Cedric Howard's impact with the Memphis Grizzlies next year. 100-1 on the rookie of the year. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is going to be the overwhelming favorite there. Not surprising at BetOnline. Let's just kind of go through these while I'm on the subject. Again, Flagg is going to be your favorite, minus 300. I mean, so it's kind of like Wimby. Wimby was priced maybe even more aggressively than that. Trey Johnson from the Wizards is second, plus 650. Ace Bailey is 7-1. Dylan Harper is 9-1. Vijay Edgecombe, 20-1. I don't see a lot of, like, flyers I would take a shot on. I mean, Con Knipple, 33-1 is interesting because that team's not great. And, like, there's a world where he just gets a lot of shots. But, you know, is it one I want to, like, necessarily bet? Not really. And then the rest of these guys are, like, just going to be coming off the bench. So, you know, it can only be guys that would start. You know, Ace Bailey at 7-1, not terrible. Maybe if you believe in the player, you know, he's going to get opportunities out there. Clearly, they like him so much that they were willing to defy his wishes to get him. So, you know, you would think that they have a lot of plans for him, you know, even as a rookie. So, anyway, that's out there. Cedric Howard is 100-1. Amongst many other things that Zach Kleiman talked about yesterday, he spoke about Tuomas Iisalo and the selection and how they kind of got to him. He was asked in the press conference, you know, about interviews and candidates and things like that. And Zach Kleiman kind of shed some light on the process and how they landed on their next coach in Tuomas Iisalo. And this is what Zach Kleiman had to say when asked about the search.
It's doing stuff, John. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. So basically, he said there's no interviews. There were no interviews. Mm-hmm. They didn't conduct any interviews in terms of the coaching search. And I think maybe we suspected some of that.
Yes.
Because they brought him here the previous offseason, and do we have it now? That's fine.
This video is being wild.
Let's just skip it.
Apologies.
So no, it's all good. So They clearly, you know, had a vision for him when they brought him over. So the fact that they didn't interview anybody else, there were no reports of them interviewing anybody else. There were, you know, so not altogether that surprising to hear Zach Kleiman confirm it. But I'm just curious: do you think anything of it?
I mean, there's still a big time. Yeah, I think something of it. I still think there's a way where Zach Kleiman fails this test miserably. Because there were many of us that are saying, even if you like Iisalo, go do the interviews, do your due diligence, whatever else, that were saying, you've pegged this guy too early.
Mm-hmm.
You've made it clear to all of us that you had identified him as your future head coach.
Yep.
You did that when you brought him in here and cut off Taylor Jenkins' assistants and put those two together.
Yep.
That's what you did.
Yep.
And in not doing a search, right? I mean, you've potentially wasted years. What are we talking about here in selecting a guy who, you know, there are still doubts whether his way is going to work in this league or not. I don't know how much you know about his offense. Everybody loves it. But there are also smart NBA people like Chris Harrington that are doubting whether it's going to work in this league against teams like OKC.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about how fast-paced and hot potato it is. Is it going to work? Right? Can you do it without turning the ball over as much as they did last season? My point is, yeah, dude, You may have banked too much here on Tuomas Isalo. Is he going to talk Ja's language for the next 3 to 4 years? Or after the, you know, if Ja's numbers go down, is this thing going to hit the skids and you got Ja Morant asking for a trade because Zach Kleiman keeps drafting rookies and we never go for it like Houston does? I mean, I can paint that picture for you real easy.
Totally.
So all the, you know, this sort of bowing down, and bowing down is probably too strong a word, but we give Zach Kleiman this benefit of the doubt every time.
We do.
Like he's hit only home runs, and it's only been this upward trajectory. You've wasted much of the last 2 years. It's not all on Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Many people would like to chalk it up to just that.
Right.
But you've also missed on some key guys. Big three didn't work for you, so that ends up being, in the end, a waste of time after you were the, you know, and I realize you were the 2 seed for 2 years. There was reason to invest in that. I'm not throwing it away. But my point is, you know, you didn't make a finals like Sam Presti did. You're getting another run at this thing. And yeah, man, Isalo's unproven at a time that you have to win. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm making this, I'm painting a picture that I'm hoping doesn't happen, but it can absolutely happen. It's realistic. And what you'll end up having is that young GM who couldn't take it to the next level. That's all still very possible. And in this, it ends up being the guy that traded Desmond Bane, got assets back, and you went and used it on a bust. That ends up being Cedric Coward. If it goes that route, bro, Zach Kleiman's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of it.
Yeah.
If that's enough for you.
No, I absolutely. I mean, I'm just curious on is your opinion on it. You know, I was just, you know, because obviously, you know, it is not. I don't know if it's necessarily a conventional way of doing it. To not have a candidate pool, right? I mean, you know, the Knicks can't get anybody, right?
Yeah.
But we thought they might have just settled on Johnny Bryant and that'd be the end of it, but it's clearly not the way they're going about it. And they're having a tough time. Look, it's more like this is about Zach Kleiman's belief. It's about Zach Kleiman's belief in Isalo, and it's about Zach Kleiman's belief in Cedric Howard. Like all of these moves are about Zach Kleiman's belief, and that's the way it works in an organization.
What was there ever a formal press conference and introduction?
We are waiting on that.
Many seem to think it's not going to come, and that's part of the reason why we're just now getting some of the questions into him about this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen, even if the guy's the interim. You know what I'm saying? You end up doing that day for that guy. What does that tell you? It tells you that maybe in that immediate, he didn't want to answer questions about, okay, well, if he was your guy, you should have gone ahead and cut off Taylor Jenkins beforehand and put him in. Because, John, that's what I'm telling you. You waste a year. You
right.
waste an entire season when you pit the two of them and you've got them playing different offensive philosophies. Taylor Jenkins is pulling out Zach Edey. You're wasting the time. You set that up.
Mm.
And so it's almost like he was running away from that of having to answer that. Okay, well, what'd you have Taylor Jenkins back here for if this is the guy you identified?
Right.
Hey, if you got a conviction about him, stand on it.
I agree with that. Because they clearly were starting to doubt Taylor Jenkins
What we knew was that he had his doubts about Taylor Jenkins, and instead of killing it right there,
right,
you went and brought his replacement in, and you set up, you pitted these guys against each other. Forget that.
Mm.
Forget Taylor Jenkins' job. What did that say to the players?
Yep.
That's a mess in terms of leadership.
Yep.
Because it ends up being wasted season. You lose your defensive identity and all that.
Right.
Out the window. They went from being a good defensive team to unrecognizable.
Yep.
That's bad front officing.
Yeah.
So there's all the criticisms fair are still there.
Yeah.
And could still go very poorly in terms of Zach Kleiman getting kind of a second shot here. Your first shot, big three, didn't work. It flamed out.
Yep.
You're having to move on from that format. A lot of that's because of the new CBA. Hey,
mm-hmm.
you can't pay big threes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're having to adjust. That didn't work out. You're getting a second shot. Hey, do you deserve it or not is the question. Sam Presti did. They got to the finals.
That's right.
Okay?
They did.
He made some moves. They got to the finals. They came up short. He deserved that second go-around. You could argue that Kleiman does not.
Right.
But he's getting it. He better hit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you've wasted Ja Morant. You've wasted perhaps your best chance at ever having a contender around a real guy with superstar potential.
Yeah.
And that will all be on Zach Kleiman.
No, I think there's no doubt that they bungled the entire coaching situation. Like you said, going back to last summer.
Bungled, bro.
Because it would have been easier, really, politically, to fire Taylor Jenkins after 23-24.
The
right?
guy, and do you blame him, probably resented him from the get-go.
And then you get out to the 36-15 start. right? And so then it's like, well, damn, you know, no, we can't fire him now. And then you have to, you end up firing the guy when they're, when they have 43 wins.
Bro, you start,
and the entire league's like, what the hell is going on in Memphis?
You take pick and roll out.
Right.
Which is what Ja had lived screen. And I mean, that's the screen, this, the Ja's screen, that's what they lived on. You take that out. I mean, it, you know, and he did that because LaRoche is saying, well, this is what we should do because, you know, Isolo's way isn't going to work. You know, they team up and what? You got two different philosophies going.
That's right. That's right. And it clearly
showed.
At a
win now,
you know,
time.
Ja had a weird year, you know. I mean, that's probably the most prominent piece of it. Because even before, you know. It's
why it came off the rails. It's part of the, you
know. Yeah. Because he was only averaging like, what, 18, 19 a game, you know. So it was definitely having an impact. You should have just fired him after 23-24. It would have been a lot easier, right? It's a bad year. We don't feel like the arrow's still pointing up. And then you get your guy in here who you wanted all along anyway, right?
Or just wait.
Right.
You know, I know there was interest. He wanted to beat other teams. The Wizards did or didn't reportedly or no, offered him a head job that he turned down.
Yep.
Zach got itchy.
Yep.
Brought him in here early.
Yep.
Okay, if he's that guy and you're trying to keep him away, well, you got to move on from Taylor Jenkins at that point and cut the cord so that these guys can see the vision.
Absolutely.
When you pit the two and have two different visions, you waste an entire season. That's on climbing.
Yep, that's right. All right, well, we'll get into all of this. Bennett Doyle's here. The Blanket is in the building. He doesn't go by that anymore. Now he's Big Bed Bennett. But once upon a time, in a different life, he was the Blanket. He's going to join us in studio for the first time as a guest. We're excited about this, to highlight him, to give him his flowers, to name the airport after Bennett. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, Artie, Trying to Family, ESPN. Today, you know him and you love him as Big Bed Bennett. But once upon a time, yes, indeed, on this show, he was the Blanket. He was the security blanket. The one, the only, Bennett Doyle is here with us today.
What is going on? Was Drew Hill not available? I mean, what's going on here?
No, he came on.
He didn't come on. Yeah.
I mean, listen, we had an opening, and we got our heads together. We said, man.
He said, we want the biggest C-level Grizzlies personality we can find.
Well, I wouldn't say C-level. I think D is more where we'd start. Okay. But we also have some things that we'd like you to atone for and address.
Okay.
It all worked out perfectly, right? Nobody better to ask. Of course, Bennett Doyle, producer of the Gary Parrish Show on Grind City Media. The Grizzlies were very aggressive last night.
Yes. Yes, they were. I didn't hear you guys' thoughts on it yet, but I would assume it's – the overall consensus is pretty positive.
Well, let's talk about
the overall consensus. Is pretty positive, right? You got your haters out there. There's haters out there. Trust me.
Let's talk about the consensus. The raw reaction last night on the Grind City Media Draft Show when the news broke.
Yes. Okay.
That we have audio.
All right.
Let's hear from when the Grizzlies traded up to draft Cedric Cowers.
Okay, so in the video version, because that was John Roser, Brevin Knight, Devin Walker, Jessica Benson, acting pretty crazy for the
Vernon
pick.
Vernon got on the table, started twerking.
Yeah, Vernon got on the table, started twerking. So obviously, people are excited about the pick. You can't see me in the video because I am behind the booth riding everyone's microphone levels because everyone's screaming into the microphone. So I didn't get a chance to partake in the video celebration. But yeah, I was happy about it. Yeah.
Do you think that the reaction might have been a bit much?
No, I don't.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I'm just curious.
I don't, because I think that the exciting thing about it is, first off, you go from a couple weeks ago not even having a first-round draft pick, and we don't even care about the draft, to you get into it, but it's pick 16. Who are you really going to get at pick 16? I think people are just excited about the fact that they had a conviction about a guy, and they went up and got him. I don't think there was any chance he was going to fall to 16 at this point. Like, you just, you hear what people say about him and how highly people think about Coward. Like, I don't think there was any chance you were going to get him at 16. So you're going to have to move up to get him. You didn't give up that much. Well, you gave up the Orlando 28 pick.
Right.
Right. Like, that's right. That might be a bad pick in 28 if they're good, which we think they will be good. You gave up a couple second-rounders, future second-rounders, and then you gave up 16. So I think people are excited. I mean, for me, all last season, like when things were going off the rail the second half of the season and we started talking about in the post game and just looking forward to, like, what should this team address? What's the biggest thing this team needs to address? And I said over and over again, wing with size that can defend. Wing with size that can defend. Yep. Like, it is the most glaring hole on this team. And frankly, it has been forever. Like, this, the Grizzlies in their history have always been searching for the wing of the future, right? Like, it seems like something we're always talking about. Hopefully, this can be that guy. So, I think the excitement's warranted.
If we like him, and maybe even, you know, whatever combination of him and Jalen Wells at the three.
Yep.
What becomes of guys like Vince Williams, who at one time we liked too, right? Because that's a spot that we had once reserved for him and thought, okay, well, maybe he can handle that ahead of Jalen Wells.
Yep.
Is it a deal now where, you know, you're hoping and expecting Coward to eventually emerge as the one guy? How do you sort of envision that playing out?
Well, for Vince and Gigi specifically, like, I think that maybe coming into the season, and who knows what else they're going to do in free agency, right? Like,
right.
We haven't really even gotten into free agency. But I think with those two guys, you come into this season and it's like, well, hopefully, you know, they can bounce back. Last season was a disappointment. Hopefully they can bounce back and take this job, and the signs that we saw when they were younger, that comes to fruition. Now it's, well, we got to try to keep our job.
Exactly.
Like now they've got all this invested in this first round pick that was taken 11th overall. He's going to get his chance, right?
Yep.
And so I like it that it kind of, it lights a fire under those guys. I still believe in both of those guys, especially Gigi. Like, I think that I stand on it. I think there's something there. He's just, I think.
What was going on? You were watching closer than us.
I think he just got bogged down by last season. Like, dude, when they were bad and had the injury-riddled season and he was getting all the playing time and the walk-off interview with Shaq, and like, it's all good.
And you're young and it feel like it's all going to be like this and only go up from here.
There's no pressure. You're the wing of the future. You're the star of the team right now because you're getting all the shots. You're getting all the love. And then guys come back next year and it just doesn't go your way and you're out of the rotation. Like, That would weigh on me if I was a 19-year-old.
When you're that young.
Right. Yeah. And so I still think there's something there. It's obviously a huge season for him. If he's on the roster, it's a huge season for him. And I think I hope he'll take and run with it. I hope so.
I worry about the fact that there just seems to be you know, where are all these haters that you're talking about, the Coward pick? I'd like to see them.
You hadn't seen any?
I mean, I must be on the wrong corner of the internet because all I see is everybody loves it, man.
I see a lot of the hate.
What's the hate about?
Oh, did they?
Like, what were their options? Like, what?
Oh, I mean, I think the biggest thing that people say is, who did he play against? He played against no high level competition his entire college career.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah. You can't argue that. I mean, the six games at Washington State, they didn't play anybody before he got hurt and ended up getting the shoulder surgery. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question. But at the same time, I mean, look at, like, who's an example? I mean, look at Damian Lillard. Who did Damian Lillard ever play against in college, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't – look at Ja Morant. Who did Ja Morant ever play against in college? Like, I don't know if that's as big of a deal as people.
Yeah,
I think
that would have been like more of like a 1980s thing than a 2020.
Yeah.
Like everybody plays basketball at a high level now, wherever you are. Like, that would not be my concern with him primarily.
Mm.
My concern with him would be like you're not going to shoot 71% from two in the NBA, bro. Like, you
probably not.
So, like, what are you? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, where do you settle?
I mean, the 7'2 wingspan is exciting.
No,
right?
It is.
And you saw his hands. Like,
I mean,
this dude has massive hands, right?
That's the easy
part
for
a guard,
Like, his floor is probably pretty high.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I mean, he looks like an NBA player right now. So that's one thing that's exciting. I think his story is just really cool, too. Like, I think it's going to be a story that Memphians specifically can get behind. Like, the guy starts in D3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets discovered at Eastern Washington because and Matt Norlander wrote a really good piece about him that everyone should go read over at CBS Sports. Yep. And
did we draft Matt Norlander? I mean, everybody is talking about this Matt Norlander.
Well, because he wrote a super long story about Coward. Like, it's
I
one
think
of the,
he's coming with Cedric. Is my yeah, point. I think it's a package
just,
deal.
It's just a good reference. anyways, and so this coach at Eastern Washington is randomly watching some game. It's some Division I school playing against. Where'd he play? What's it called?
Willamette.
Yeah. And this dude, he just sees this guy that they're getting destroyed. The school's getting destroyed, but he sees this guy, Cedric Howard, and he likes him and brings him to Eastern Washington, and kind of the rest is history. Like, he kills it there, and then he goes to Washington State, obviously gets injured, but – and I'm sure y'all address this. Like, Duke was about to pay him a lot of money to come there.
That's another part of why I like it, because Shire's evaluation – is usually pretty good.
He just had three dudes drafted in the top 10. Yeah.
So, like, I tend to trust that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, especially if you're going to pay him that kind of money, he would have been among the highest paid guys in the in the country at $3.1 million. So, obviously, like, you know, that's so I'm just, you know, look, I like it. I don't think there's that much risk for it. I mean, I just, in terms of me just loving it, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. I'm not there.
And I get that. Like, I mean, I think we can still sit here and acknowledge. I don't think that it's a lot. The team is not as good as it was last year right now.
Right.
I mean, you lost Desmond Bane. You lost 19 points and 6 rebounds a game.
That's right.
Which that's another thing that they've got to address is the rebounding, because without Zach Edey to start the season, like, you, I mean, who's – hopefully BC's okay, right?
I mean, presumably the guy grabbing with all the boards on this team will help with that.
For sure, he's a rookie.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, they've still got a lot they've got to address. I feel like I thought Zach Kleiman's press conference was interesting, because I do think that it's what he kind of phrased it as is like a retooling around John Jaren. I think that they're still going to make moves. I do not think they're done. I'd be interested to see what they do tonight in the second round, because now they're going to have a numbers problem if they draft two guys tonight, because they're going to have way too many guys on the team. So they're going to have to consolidate somehow. And so I think that there's probably more moves to be made.
Were you at a point, because you just touched on it and we hadn't got a chance to talk to you about it, or at least I hadn't, at least personally, whatever, off air or anything, that you had to, what you know, Bane and that move, you just touched on it, that you'd sort of reached the end of the road with the big three? Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was a fan favorite, was big in the community. I mean, everybody loved Desmond Bane. Was it time to sort of, I mean, I hate to say, Desmond Bane had to go. I'm not asking you that, but had it reached the end of its road with the big three?
I just think with the way that the league is going now, and every one of these teams wants guys cost controlled contracts, right? Yeah. It's in a small market, like, it's almost impossible to build around three guys like that now, especially, I mean, and Desmond Bane's a great player. Like, if I would rather have Desmond Bane on this team than not. He never made an all-star team. And so I think you just have to look at it and say, can we do it with these three guys? Can we get there with a championship? Because, you know, Jaren's going to get his money. Ja's up for an extension. You know, if Dez is a part of that too, then you're locked in. Like, that's it. You're not. You can't really make any other moves, right? Like, you can't make any other big moves. So I think, you know, you just look at the finals this year, and it's – both of those teams, like, they have the one star, you know, maybe, you know, the Pacers have Siakam too, but, like, all the other guys are on rookie deals. They're all on rookie deals. And so that's just kind of the way it's going right now. And so I think if you're a Grizzlies fan, like, the biggest hope coming into this season, obviously, I think we're excited about the pick, excited about, hopefully, you know, Coward can contribute this season, but excited about the future there. But you really want to see leaps from Jalen Wells, from Zach Edey, Vince and Gigi. Can one of those guys, you know, come back and take hold of one of those positions? You're really rooting for these young guys. You really are, because that's what it's going to be. You're going to be filling out your role players with guys on smaller deals.
We're talking to Bennett Doyle, producer for the Gary Parrish Show on Grand City Media. Catch him here on the Grizz Radio Network during the season. Now, I'm curious. What working with a national college basketball insider like GP every day has done to your perception of what the Tigers can and can't do on an annual basis.
Oh, we going here. Okay,
I'm just curious.
Oh, like, I like it. We're covering all bases. Let's go.
Because again, when you left here, you were with GP when you left, so it's not like that has changed. But
when are we in 2019?
You moved over in 2019 to GP.
Okay.
But the landscape didn't really change until the last year or two in the way that it has now. So do you have you found yourself believing that Memphis should just hang it up in basketball? Or I'm just
Why would we do that?
How do you feel?
Well, you know I'm a diehard Tigers.
You're diehard.
I mean, it's my first love. I'm a diehard. Where does this question come from? No, Why would we hang it up?
I just didn't know how.
Oh, you're talking about the criticism. I got you. I see where we're going here. I think that they, I think Penny's kind of found a nice formula here. You know, I mean, based on what happened last season, listen, coming into last season, brand new team, it's like, oh my God, we're going to do this every year now. We're going to go get a brand new team and hope that it works. But like, it seems like it is kind of working, right?
It worked last year. It did. It did not work the year before.
It did not.
So,
but I'm excited about this team, dude. Because you know what I keep referencing now. My favorite thing to reference is that Montverde team that won the won the state championship.
I've sent my propaganda out to the
masses. Who is the leading scorer? Who was the leading scorer in that championship game?
Curtis Gibbons,
let's go! Was Cooper Flagg on that team?
I'm going to go
Was Cooper Flagg
and start
not
talking.
On that team?
God, our guy.
Let's go, Curtis.
Yep.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited about the Tigers, man. I am.
Hey, I will say Curtis Givens III is a big part of my future excitement about the Tigers because he's a multi-year guy. Man, he's a point guard. And Jason said he's bigger than people think, you know?
Okay.
Added some muscle.
All right.
SEC transfer. I like those.
How about your Tigers football program? How excited are you about that?
Damn. He just took over the steering wheel, swerved us off the road.
I just want to touch on everything.
Okay, so we were just talking about it during the break, and it's just about that area and like the stadium coming along and all that. I was over at the Sports and Events Center for the MegaCon, the Mid-South MegaCon, a couple weeks ago, and was looking at the stadium, and it's really coming along. It's looking good.
Focus on the stadium.
Unfortunately, Coliseum's still there.
The Coliseum, we got to figure that out. It really is a historical landmark, but I think we probably need to address that at some point if we're improving the entire area.
Right.
The Liberty Bowl was like 100 years old, so I think we could probably address the Coliseum at this point. It's past time. But listen.
You love the MSAC. Memphis Sports and Events Center.
I love that facility. As far as Memphis football, I'd be interested to hear what y'all say about this, but I think I know what y'all are going to say.
No, I don't want to corner you any.
I want to know how happy you are.
Well, first and foremost, I would give my pinky finger to get out of the AAC.
Football. It's interesting that you bring that up for football, but you didn't bring it up for basketball.
Well, same for both. Yeah. I would give anything to get out of this league.
Football AAC is not that bad.
It's not, and their home schedule's not bad this year. I mean, they get all the good teams coming here, right? Arkansas's coming here. They're going to have a good home schedule.
Yeah.
I just...
Doesn't sound like you're going to be out there.
No, I'm going to be out there. I'm there every year, bro. Come on, man. I'll be out there watching them play.
You had all this... You had a gleam in your eye talking about Penny. I'm just trying to figure out where we're, you know... Memphis football, if it's the same.
He focused on the positive, which was the stadium.
You said you were excited about Memphis basketball.
Well, Ryan said recruiting's as good as it's ever been. So
it is.
So, I'd like to win the league. I'd like to win the league.
Man, you say it like it's like a bonus, bro.
Careful. I would like to win the league.
They need to win the league.
Better win the league.
It ain't like, oh, man, what? It sure would be nice.
Who's got more than us?
When you spend the most money, bro, you got to go win it.
Who's got it better than us?
I mean, we're going to have a new quarterback.
Don't care. You didn't win it with the record breaker. Doesn't matter. So, go win it. I don't care who it is. Go win it. If Penny had the most resources, which he does, and he did not win the AAC, which is weak, and both are weak, bro, people would be calling for his job.
You're right. You are right.
And it's like with Memphis football, it's like, man, I sure just wish they'd make a title game. That'd be nice. Like, why is there like, and I'm not just saying that, it just feels like that is the attitude with Memphis football. Like, there's no urgency with that. Is it because they won 10 hollow games? Is that why? Y'all want to fatten up on Diet Coke ass wins against Troy?
No. No. I mean, listen, the league is not good. Right, and I know you said football is better than basketball, but like, come on, the league is not good. It's past time to win it to get the title.
Just make a game. You haven't even made the title game.
Yeah.
get forget, to the game. I mean, I'll start there. If you get to the title game next year, I'll say good year. I will.
Me
if,
too.
If you don't, I'll say bad year, and you need to think about making a change. Because when you have these resources that, Brian Silverfield has, it's not personal. I don't care who it is. It's like whoever.
Ryan, he your friend is Silverfield.
I like Ryan.
I mean,
and I think he has done a good job here. I do. Don't get it twisted. I think he's done a really good job here.
I think it's hard not to do a good job here when you have the resources that Memphis football has.
You should always have a winning record. That's first and foremost.
Like, honestly,
right? Yeah.
When you're and Ryan does this,
and you need
and
to compete
I can't
for
stand
titles.
It.
You
I
do.
Really can't stand it. When it comes down to it, he likes to talk about how Memphis football used to be. He likes to bring up this place, you know, you tell people 10 years ago, if you won 10 games, they have a statue for you. Well, you didn't have the resources that you have now. You weren't the highest resource team in the league back then, and you are now. So it's time to act like it. I mean, that's just what it
was. I can't argue with that.
You know, and I just think, like, this whole woe is me, please pity me, because Memphis football used to suck. It doesn't anymore, you know? It's a real brand now. Like, they recruit, honestly, I mean this, and it's a credit to him. They get dudes in here.
Yes.
And it's like nothing. It's like, it doesn't, they go, they're from Duke. They had offers from Power 5 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens like
SEC
once
transfers,
a week.
Yep.
Once a week.
Right.
And it's very impressive. So you got to maximize that talent.
And lose to UTSA with them.
No.
That's what they do.
That can't happen.
That's exactly
it does
happen.
That can't happen. That's the problem.
I know. That can't
it
happen.
It does happen.
Again. That
now,
can't
it,
happen.
It won't
again.
Happen this year because UTSA's not on the schedule.
You're right. No, that can't happen.
I mean, if you look at Memphis football schedule, they caught an unbelievable break. No UTSA, Tulane at home, Navy at home. All these big games are in Memphis, you know? So it really should be an 8-9-win year.
Just to stay in that area and to stay on that facility, and because you know music and the concert business very well, and not to put you in a spot either, cause I'm not going to do that, but we see now that Memphis, now with ownership or control of Simmons Bank, the open-air concerts, they're gonna you know, redo the North Tunnel where you can get trucks in there and actually have big events. We know Chris Brown's coming, looks like going to be the first one. Not to ask you about that concert, you know, individually there, but open air concerts in Simmons Bank, which I think because it's open air, you know, doesn't mess with the non-compete with the Grizzlies.
With the FedEx Forum,
right? Yeah, yeah. How about, you know, putting,
I think it's awesome.
Right?
I think it's awesome. I was so stoked when they announced that concert. Because, again, we've got this giant venue that's just sitting there except for six times a year. We don't use it
at
all.
For concerts, couldn't.
Right, and who knows what will happen with the showboats, but, like, we use it a handful of times a year.
Like
it should be utilized more.
The last big one.
U2 was the last big one.
This was news to you that this was something you would definitely get behind and support and encourage.
I hope that the Chris Brown concert's huge. I don't know how ticket sales are doing or anything like that.
Who knows?
But I hope it goes really well for them.
I bought a whole section.
Okay, good.
Is he out? And I know.
I think he's free. Yeah. Well, we're going to need. You can't do the concert from Zoom. We got to get him out.
I knew we had a little controversy there for a minute, and I was worried about the status of this.
You never know with him.
It appears we're back on track.
That's right.
Okay.
And yeah,
big tunnel.
We need.
Feels big.
We need to utilize this stadium more, especially with all the renovations. Like it's. It should not only be used a handful of times a year. You're completely right.
Well, okay, like
I'm excited about that.
If you were in charge,
who could we go get?
Chris Brown is a good it's a good start in terms of marquee.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like all the people for everybody.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like necessarily my cup of tea, but like I mean, you see like some of these country shows that just get like what was one
Jelly Roll or something.
Well, they put like Morgan Wallen at the in Oxford at their stadium, and
so
I think it did.
Here.
I think he played like two nights. They
and
could go
fill
get
the place up.
Yeah,
Morgan Wallen.
Regionally, the place would be packed. You make all kind of. Money.
I think
that's
you go
too
get
smart.
Some of those big country.
That's
shows.
That's what I
yeah.
want to know.
I think that
go
those
ahead
would
and
do
okay.
well.
Well, who is that? Chris Stapleton? Would he play?
Yeah, Luke Combs.
Luke
like,
Combs.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think stuff like that would do good.
You got to think like if you're gonna do hip hop, you got to do like big hip hop.
Yeah,
you know?
And then like, you know, legacy acts. I'm trying to think of like who's even touring right now that would work there, but. But, yeah, no, I mean,
yeah,
a lot of potential, it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. Which is revenue that Halsey would be great, I think.
I don't know if she could fill Simmons Bank.
Because
I know we cut capacity, but we're still at like 40,000, right?
Yeah, she's doing.
I'm not sure.
She's on tour right now.
I'm just being honest. I don't know.
It's doing
40,000.
It's theaters.
Bro, she can't fill Elmer Rohn.
Right. I think that'd be a good venue.
He's the last one.
I'm not the last one. I might
still think she's a star.
I might be the only straight white man.
I like Halsey. She's cool.
In the fan base.
Stadium tour. That's a lot.
No, that would be for me.
Gotcha.
It'd be a personal.
Elmer, did y'all want to ask me about Memphis women's basketball too? I mean, we're covering everything, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
We were definitely going to hit the big three.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Is that fair?
I feel good about where we stand on all three.
I mean, just because, you know, the Grizzlies are changing their big three. We're
Which
not
one's
changing
the shakiest?
Ours. Ooh.
Man, that answer is so obvious.
Which one's the shakiest?
No, it may not be. It may not be. Like, you mean like now or forever?
Well, just right. You know.
I mean,
his confidence low.
I'm excited about the direction that the Grizzlies are going right now.
You sounded excited about Penny and his formula.
I think it's very important for our university to get into a better conference. That's for
I think that's a good blanket answer.
Because
the University of Memphis athletics.
What I worry about, and now I'm gonna get all serious. I worry about, like, you know how much that meant to us. It still does, right? When we're younger. I worry about losing future generations.
Oh, totally.
It's happening.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. I mean, listen, we're lowering capacity at the basketball games. Yep. Like, I worry about that.
You're right to worry about it, although I will say, I'm just saying it on the other, and not to say it just to be contrarian. I was in there in that Team Penny camp last week, and I saw a whole new, the way they were going about it, the way Penny was touchable. I don't know, I could see a whole new generation. The problem with that is you can't just do it in the community and with the camps and all that. You got to win. You know what I mean? And to get your kids back in there, get them down to FedEx Forum.
And future season ticket holders.
100%.
Like, you need that.
All
that.
So what you're saying is absolutely real, but I saw hope a couple of weeks ago over at Penny's camp that we're hopefully
optimistic.
Getting new
I'm
generations
optimistic.
Of Tigers fans. Yeah.
Man, you're great to do this.
Appreciate
you,
y'all having me, man. Let's do it again. It's been a while.
It's like a family reunion in the summertime.
This was like the catch up. You know, we're catching up. Maybe next time we talk about current issues. Yeah.
I like it.
I need beard tips because you got real beard and I got a fake one. Yeah, I love it.
It's been a Doyle, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Stick around. We'll wrap it up. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Turn to ESPN. The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And what does that look like? Looks like you spend $24.99 or more and you get a free Yeti cooler. And it's hot. It's going to be a hot summer. We already know that. It's 91 right now. Probably feels like 99. You're going to need a cooler. So get on out to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get some ice from Howie, and then you get the cooler to keep the ice in. Couldn't be better. And you get that peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. Bring that ring back for any reason in the first 265 days. You get your money back. It's only at RIJ.
Been living in Memphis since the 1980s. I was a young pup. And I can never remember having better shopping experiences than I've had with my time with Howie. And that's because he's going to make you the best deal possible. So if you are in the business of needing jewelry, you need an engagement ring for that lovely future spouse of yours, I suggest you get over and see Howie. He's going to save you money, and you're going to come out of there smiling. You're going to get the yes, save up to 40% with a purchase of $2,499 or more. Get that free Yeti Tundra cooler, better, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their five locations or shop online at rijewelers.com.
Thanks to Drew Hill. Thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show today. Round two tonight of the NBA draft. Grizz have two picks. We'll see what they do. Of course, we'll have coverage 6:30. Starting at 6:30, and then draft kicks off of round two at 7. Thanks to both those guys for joining us. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.